Hello and welcome to the VLP podcast for November 13th, 2006. I'm Jill Brink. I'll be your host this week. For those of you new to the podcast, the VLP, or Vermilion Literary Project, is a University of South Dakota-based organization that promotes literary projects and events in the area. We still have a few events left this month. Our next Poetry Slam will be Thursday, November 30th at the Downtown Coffee Shop Gallery at 7 p.m. Our guest poet will be Lindy Oback. Stop on by for an evening of fun. The VLP is currently taking submissions for its annual magazine. We accept poems, short stories, and photographs. Submissions are due by December 1st. For a full list of submission rules and details, please visit our website. If you're interested in joining the VLP, our next general meeting is December 1st at 4 p.m., Dakota Hall 212. And now for literary news. Coming to bookstores this week is Cross by James Patterson, Nature Girl by Carl Hyson, Palestine, Peace Not Apartheid by Jimmy Carter, and The Deception of the Emerald Ring by Lauren Willig. This week's top 10 sellers were You on a Diet by Michael F. Roizen, Wildfire by Nelson DeMille, Dear John by Nicholas Sparks, The Innocent Man by John Grisham, Born in Death by J.D. Robb, The Rising Tide by Jeff Shahara, The Other Side of the Card by Michael Morrison, Merry Christmas, Curious George by Margaret Ray, Our 50 States by Lynn Cheney, and The 13th Tale by Diane Setterfield. This week in literary history, in 1850, Robert Louis Stevenson, author of Treasure Island and Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, is born in Scotland. In 1851, Moby Dick by Herman Melville is published. And in 1859, the final installment of Charles Dickens' A Tale of Two Cities is published. If you have any questions about today's podcast, please email me at jsbrink@usd.edu. If you have any questions about the VLP in general, please visit our website at www.usd.edu/orgs/project. On behalf of the VLP, I'm Jill Brink, and you all have a wonderful week.